Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, there was a number of issues. I would say some of it was individual technique, you know, getting all 11 guys on the same page. And then I would say, you know, some of it was overall in general, like we were in some different things on different things. And they, you know, it came up versus various fronts and options. And then, you know, there was just a couple corrections that, you know, we just needed to correct on each play. And then obviously we could coach it better. We could play it better. So that's kind of what happened there.
That was defensive coordinator Josh Boyer of the Miami Dolphins talking a little bit about the game last weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about that and next weekend's game coming up here with Kim Bocamper on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Good morning, Bo. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Zach?
All right, not bad, especially after last night's Heat game, even though we're not going to get into that right away. that helps a little bit after the Dolphins loss this weekend.
Yeah, it did.
Right.
Hey, Bo, I'm just curious. That was Josh Boyer talking about giving up 217 yards. Is it as simple as he made it sound with so many holes, no containment outside, and no, it looks like no adjustments at half? Is it that easy to fix?
Yeah. It's somewhat easy, you know, but you're not playing against Cam Newton again. I mean, sure, you're playing against Josh Allen, who we saw run all over the Dolphins last year, and we've seen what he can do. So it's but I think that New England, that option package that they put in for Cam Newton, I just don't think I don't think the Dolphins played it well, and you would assume that they would be prepared for that type of an offense. I mean, going back to when Cam was MVP and doing those types of things with Carolina. But it just seemed like, you know, there's certain principles when you have an option guy. You know, if the quarterback's got the ball, you got a guy that's responsible for the quarterback. Then you got a guy that's responsible for the pitch guy. And it seemed like most of the times either the guy who was responsible for the quarterback was too wide and gave him too much, gave him a two-way go, or they got a little nose hungry and kind of, you know, took the bait on the pitch and let Cam turn up field. So to me, it was more the style of defense they played, and they didn't play it properly, which was the biggest problem for Cam Newton. Now I'm talking about just Cam Newton, he had 75 yards. Is that what his number was?
Right.
Something like that.
15 for 75. Yeah.
Right. So you still had another 200 and something yard or another, you know, 100 and whatever yards by the running backs and stuff. And that's what, to me, was disturbing, because I think in the middle of the field, I think you saw some guys get pushed around a little bit. I think Gottschalk probably had one of the poor games that we've seen out of him since he's been here. He had good play by Christian Wilkins. But, you know, it's like Boyer said, you know, you get one breakdown on every play, and it turns into 218 yards rushing. And so they've got to be more physical, and they've got to be more disciplined with responsibilities, their defensive responsibilities.
Bo, is there too many rotations and too many different defensive packages? Is there too much, like, always trying to match up or not?
Yeah, I think there's some of that. You know, and I think that, you know, it depends on who you play. You know, if you're playing a team that's more of a throwing team, then you can get into a lot of different things. You can show them a lot of different looks and show them a lot of different two guys down, four-man line. You bring linebackers, all those different things. But against a run, you know, it's really, you know, nine times out of ten, push comes to shove, it's who wins the battle at the line of scrimmage. And so I think that's where the Dolphins need to focus. They need to get more solid in the middle, and they need to find some way. And Joe, we've been talking about this for years, some way to keep teams from getting to the perimeter and finding running room out there. That one 22-yard run by Danny Amendola, like, come on, really? You design a play that simple, and the guy's running scot-free down the field? It didn't make sense.
Bo, I didn't think we would have a conversation like this, or hopefully not a conversation like this, till week 7, 8, 9, 10, sometime later in the season. But Ryan Fitzpatrick had one of those Fitz tragic games, three picks. Of course, at halftime, you see on social media people calling for Tua. Game one, now we're talking about Tua already. Is it too early at this point? Do we have to wait a little bit? Do we trust Ryan for a couple more games?
When do you pull the plug there? Well, let me ask Joe a question first. Joe, you there?
Yep.
You're there, right? So is Josh, is Zach one of those guys that's talking? Is he ready to throw Tua in right now? Am I hearing in his voice?
I can answer that.
100%. Yes. He's part of that social media group right. After a guy throws three picks. We're done. We're done.
The second pick wasn't even 3 seconds in the defender's hand yet, and I was on Twitter going, Tua time. Yes, yes. I will be. My hand is in the air. I feel like I'm on the stand right now. I'm in court. Yes, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. After that second pick, especially after the third, I kept looking at myself going, are we going to see Tua today?
I think that's a little premature. There's no doubt when you look at Fitz. He had a tough game, the three interceptions. Although, you know, you have one guy falls down. He throws a bad ball over the middle. And then the one in the end zone, the guy's trying to make a play. I understand that, you know. But you can't have those turnovers. I mean, that certainly was something that this football team needs to do. They were minus 10 in the takeaway giveaway last year. And they've got to find some way to turn that around this season if they want to have success. But I Fitz didn't start out well last year. Remember, I think he started, they put Rose in the end, and then came back. So let's give Fitz. I think you got to give Fitz at a minimum, four games. Not only are you giving Fitz four games, and you're giving him an opportunity this week to maybe kind of redeem himself and put himself back into the. The thought process and what we saw from him last year. Not only that, but if you wait for four games, you know, you're giving Tua another month to acclimate himself, to get more confident with the offense and all those types of things. So I just think for both of those reasons, I wouldn't force, you know, unless Fitz goes out and just in the next couple games and just really, really throws stinkers out there. But other than that, I can't see any move with Tua in the first month of the season.
Yeah, Tua's just mentally not ready. I know nobody wants to hear that, and I know these guys don't want to hear it every day. I go, look, he just doesn't know everything yet. Like, you're sitting there thinking that the guy that's got 20 years of experience doesn't know or struggling, the new guy. Hey, the other topic, and this one scares me a little bit. I know it sounds like a downer, but – you know, without Devontae Parker in that lineup, oh God, we got to get the other guy because he may not play this week, Bo. That hamstring and Devontae, there's a drop off there, man.
My first thought is hamstring Devontae Parker. We won't see him for a month,
right?
My guess,
right?
You know what I mean? And look, it's not. Any receiver, any speed guy, you know, Joe, and well, maybe you don't know Joe because you didn't deal with this. Any speed guy.
Well, whatever I had, I was the same speed, smart ass.
Anytime you got a speed guy with a hamstring, don't you think a month, right? And when he pulls a hamstring because they're so tightly wound in their hamstring. So I'd be pleasantly surprised if he was back before a month, but I'm kind of expecting that month. So. Yeah, you got to have other guys. Preston Williams has got to step up. He's got to be the guy. You've got to get Jakeem Grant more involved. I was pretty surprised about Malcolm Perry, being on the inactive list just because every time I watched practice, he seemed like he was a pretty integral part of that offense and running with the first team a lot. So, I think with Devontae down, certainly you've got to give him an opportunity to do what he's been working on in the in that offense during training camp and just try to find a way. Somebody's got to step up and make some plays out there. Isaiah Ford's got to play a little better and get the running backs involved. I'd like to see the ball in Breida's hand out wide, you know, a little swing pass and see get him some space out there. So I think with Devontae, I think with him down, they've certainly got to make some changes to their offense, some decision making. I think Gesicki probably gets more targets this time around. And they've got to find someone to step up and complete that receiving core.
And it didn't look like anybody was open. Did you sense that watching on TV that it didn't look like there were a lot of guys open?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
that's not a good one.
Well, Bo, hey, you brought up the running game. I wanted to ask you how surprised you were to see Gaskin in there, kind of as I'm not going to say bell cow because nobody took 20 snaps, you know, but how about him being the guy over Breida in this game? I was kind of shocked when I saw that.
Yeah, well, I think Breida got in early, but, you know, to me, trying to run Breida between the tackles is a tough deal, especially against that defense that they were running out there. But I think what they're going to do, Zach, I think it's going to be, you know, you put a guy in and he picks up some yards. Okay, let's keep feeding him until we don't see. I mean, you know, I think he had 40 yards catching the ball. You know, I forget what the number was, catches, but he had, you know, he contributed with some yards on catches and the running game, and I think that he'll get some more opportunities this time. I think they're, you know, I think one thing with this staff that carried over from last year that we saw last year is they're a production based coaching staff.
Yep.
You know, if a guy gets in, he's producing, they're going to keep letting him go until he stops producing or until somebody gets an opportunity and plays better. So I think we'll see some more of Gaskin this week, but. But if one of those other guys, Howard or Breida, gets off a little bit and starts putting some numbers up, then you won't see him so much. I just think that's what it's going to be. I think all year long it's going to be based on that on both sides of the football.
Hey, Bo, I wanted to ask you, what do you think of Pro Football Focus grades that come out on all these guys? Like, we get to see their school report after every game.
Yeah.
What do you think of it overall?
I don't pay much attention. No. Yeah, you know why, Joe? It's a little. I don't want to say it's arbitrary, but you know my biggest thing there. You know, there was a deal. I just remember a play a few years back, and it set up like a little jet sweep and turned into a screen, and the guy that was supposed to get upfield and have contain, he ran off somewhere else. And anyway, and they threw a pass down the field and. Guy catches it for a big gain, 25-yard gain or whatever, a big key first down, and everyone's blaming the cornerback. And the cornerback had to come off of a coverage to try to do what he could do. Right. Meanwhile, the guy who was supposed to be upfield is the guy that blew the play, but it was the cornerback that got the negative on the play, which that wasn't his assignment. That's the problem I have with Football Focus. You can't For me, it's hard to criticize an individual person about where he was or what he did unless you know what the scheme is and what the play is called and what his responsibility is. And those responsibilities, Joe, you know very well, you're on the offensive line. Your responsibility on any given play could change twice, maybe three times before the ball snapped.
Right.
So how does Football Focus know what calls were made at the line or what was changed? You know,
like a game defensively, you know, like you leave your gap to do what you're supposed to, and it opens up because the other guy doesn't do it. Yeah. They give you a bad grade. No, I am with
me,
you on
to
that.
Me, it's along the same. To me, it's along the same lines of, this guy ran 20 miles an hour. You know, in the game. Well, who gives a who gives a crap? You know.
By the way, everybody loves that miles per hour now. It's incredible. It's not even like this guy runs a 40. It's like 22.8 miles per hour down the sideline. No, I know, man. I never thought we'd get there, man. That's crazy. Hey, hey, Bo, before we go, man, I want to talk to you about Bo Camper's game day season ticket. That thing is awesome. We got a big old college football game Saturday night. UM's playing Louisville and all those football games on Sunday.
Yeah, I tell you, it's working out well. We had really good, you know what? It was fun over the weekend because, you know, obviously I was doing some work, but And as I talked to my GMs around, they said the atmosphere was great. They said, you know, it's because we had a lot of people there that were season ticket holders. You know, my man Big Papa Pump, he brought 40 people in with his group, you know. So you know what? With doing the season ticket deal, it gives you an opportunity. Like if you know, most people either tailgate with a group or sit with a group or whatever for the games, and that's kind of their weekly tradition during the football season. And now that they can't go to the stadium, they don't have the opportunity. So we're trying to give them the opportunity to do it every week. You get the same table every week. You get to, you know, watch, which if you're a Dolphin fan, obviously you get to watch your Dolphins game. If you're a New England fan, you can watch the Patriots and in the same seat every week. So we're just trying to give an opportunity for the season ticket holders or people that to just get back and get with their people and have some good atmosphere. And it seemed like it worked out pretty well week
man,
one.
Man, that's great, man. That awesome. It really is, because you can't do that at stadiums. That just not going to happen. So, no, hey, Bo, no, always great having you, man.
All right, John. Look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Hey, Bo, I got home so fast, I caught the whole fifth quarter show on CBS. I swear to God, I caught the whole thing. No traffic.
I've been doing that show for 20 years, and Joe goes, right. Hey, I saw it for the first time last Sunday.
Right. Never seen it before. Look at that.
I never got home that fast. It was
right.
Weird. Like, there's no friggin' traffic. This is unbelievable.
I know. Yeah, that's weird. That's got to be strange. Got to be strange.
Bo,
well,
thank you,
know,
brother.
It'll be different this week. You'll be battling the traffic of 13,000 people or 16,000, whatever.
Right. Right.
Hey, can you hurry out of here, please?
Yeah.
All right, Bo. Take care, buddy.
All right, guys. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.